Okay, let's take a poll. How weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance, right? The first time you hear it, you do like a double take. Your heart kind of flutters, and before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy this moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker, super necessary, and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team, everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Happy wedding.
Some don't like to talk about resolutions or goals. It's okay, I'm going to do it. I'll do it anytime during the year. It doesn't have to be January, but something has changed in your life.
Yeah, and it just happens to fall in the new year. It just took that many years to get perfected. But guys, I'm kind of a good cook now.
What?
Yes.
I'm kind of good at it. Hear me out.
Okay.
Now, I was a big believer in 5 ingredients or less. If it was 3 ingredients or less, even better. You know, lots of like shortcuts, and nobody wanted to eat anything I cooked, and I would try really hard and nobody liked it, and it would be very discouraging. So it's hard to continue doing something that's so discouraging. But something has happened to where I'm like kind of getting good at it. I'll get online, I'll find a recipe, usually watch a video, try to mimic how they're cooking and their cook times, and like, I'm making things like stuffed pork chops. You know what I did last night?
What?
I found an imitation recipe for the IKEA Swedish meatballs.
And they're delicious.
And by God, I made an IKEA Swedish meatball last night. I made a lot of them. And everybody loved them. Put them over egg noodle. I was like, look at... Wait, would you like more? Yeah, please. I'm like, what? Oh, sure. So I've got a lot more out there, honey. Eat it all. I'm so excited.
She's walking around strutting her little chef
like,
chest.
Oh my
out.
Gosh, guys. Look stop. At me cooking. There's plenty for everyone.
So what do you think changed?
I can't put my finger on any particular moment. I just figure, you know what? After 20 years of really, really trying, eventually you got to get good at something.
Is that it?
Right? Like if I practice basketball every day for 20 years, eventually I'm going to start hitting baskets.
Okay.
You don't think it has anything to do with this chair? Because since I started working for the Bee, you were here, you moved over to a new chair, and I suck at cooking.
Oh, it's the chair's fault.
Do you think it's this chair?
Do you think that this chair is tainted?
Because Terry's a really good cook.
Yeah.
And a baker.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's the power of the chair.
Aha.
I don't know.
You're in the better cooking chair. Could that be possible?
Osmosis.
And hope, well.
Chair cooking osmosis.
There's hope for me. And how many years have you worked here?
A lot.
Wow, it is crazy seeing the views from SoCal, those fires. Mm-hmm. My son is 30 minutes from there. 30
minutes.
Oh, my
gosh.
I mean, he's that close.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so he's telling me the winds shift, and then the ash from the main fires that are 30 minutes south of him are blowing into him. He's like, you got to stay inside. The breathing's not good, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
And ash is just falling. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you okay?
How's his attitude?
He's like...
Is he over living there? Or not yet?
No.
My brother was over, and he lived in Portland. And a few years ago, he was like, that's it. I can't. The fires, the indoors, all the air stuff. He's like, we just can't. I can't do this anymore. I have young kids, and we want to be outside. And it just seemed like every other...
Well, he's young.
They had to be inside.
He doesn't have a family.
Right.
Yet. He's got a girlfriend there and a good family of, you know, that
friends,
loves him. So,
yeah.
Friends. So he loves it there. And it's just like here when we have the bad snowstorms.
Yeah.
How could you live there? Well, because you love the area. You love your family and
right.
friends around you. But it's devastating. It Oh, it doesn't look real. It looks like a Hollywood movie. These buildings are destroyed.
It looks apocalyptic.
Yes.
Like and a video game. Like, it doesn't look like real life.
Definitely check on your family and friends. A lot of the biggest stars in Hollywood are losing houses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy. James Wood, who's played the good guy and bad guy in many movies, listen to him come to tears.
Sarah was on with her 8-year-old niece last night, and she came out. I'm sorry. Just, you know. One day you're swimming in the pool, and the next day it's all gone. But she came out with her little Yeti piggy bank for us to rebuild our house.
Oh, my goodness. The little niece brought out the piggy bank. Here, I want to help. Wow. That's powerful. There's going to be a lot of rebuilding there. Just like when there's earthquakes or hurricanes. Now it's these bad wildfires. So, Kyle. So I told my son, you know, be prepared. If you're catching some of the ash and smoke, get a go bag. Get a go bag ready in case you got to evacuate. And what would you put in a go bag? Maybe change of clothes.
Some food
and water.
Yeah, I don't even know. I've never even had to think of making one. But yeah, definitely along those lines.
Copy of your birth certificate, right?
Correct.
You know, because things like
important
that.
Important paperwork.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Backup keys, money. So he's like, what? And I'm like, listen. Just be prepared if it's that close to you and the winds
yes.
are changing like crazy. Be
Get
ready.
Out.
Go bag. Go bag. And let's make that part of the world's easiest contest. Let's change it to something more fun. Blippi is coming. The young kids love it. We got a family 4-pack of tickets.
Much to learn about. It'll make you want to shout. Blippi!
All right. Call number 19. Go bag is what we're looking for. What I suggested to my son, be prepared. You're that close to the fires. Call number 19. Go bag is the answer we're looking for you to win. It's the world's easiest contest. 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. Get up and win it with your B-Morning Coffee Club. Kathleen, Ontario, listening right now. Call number 19, the world's easiest contest. So my son's out in SoCal, actually 30 minutes from where those bad fires are going on. I was talking to him yesterday. He might be evacuated. I said, you got to be prepared. You got to create a...
Go bag!
Yeah!
Go bag! Hey, Kathleen, you got a kid who loves Blippi?
I do.
Do you hear it in your sleep?
I do. The soundtrack, everything.
Well, it's going to continue because you just got a family 4-pack of tickets to see Blippi join the band tour. It's a musical performance coming to Kodak in May. Tickets don't even go on sale until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But you and your family, go enjoy. Sing along.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE, the B Morning Coffee Club.
Rochester Zoo Country with Jelly Roll.
Do you ever get a text that just scares you and you immediately go to the dark side?
Oh.
A text?
Overreacting.
My mom texted me the other day and goes, are you free to talk for a minute? I'm like, somebody died. Somebody died. Why aren't you just calling me to tell me what you need to tell me? Like, why do you have to ask if I'm free so that I can prepare myself?
Right.
So, did someone die?
No. She was like, I just want to let you know that I'd ordered you something off of Etsy for Christmas, and I had to cancel it. And if you'd like to order it, this is what I wanted to buy you.
Oh, my gosh. But the way she worded this text, you're like, excuse me, everyone. I have to get up and take this.
I have to call my mom. Something's wrong.
Excuse me while I step outside in negative 15 degree temperatures to return her phone call. Something very important is happening. It's just the beginning. As your folks age, that will continue. And every moment will seem more and more crucial that they need to talk to you. So get used to it. But at least you get to hear her voice. Unlike me.
Unlike you?
I'll get into that after this on your B-Morning Coffee Club.
925 WB, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Hope got the text from the mom. She went to the dark side. We need to talk. It actually wasn't anything bad. It was about a Christmas gift that didn't show up. You're having issues, though, with your parents, huh?
Well, first of all, I should say a texter agrees with you, Hope. It's a thing with being a child and your aging parents. This one says, my dad does that all the time. He'll always call, leave the same type of message for me. I will immediately call him back and he's like, I made homemade pasta or I made homemade bread or you wouldn't believe what I did today. So
it's nothing bad.
Super common. But at least you get to hear their voices. Consistently, both my parents, my father and my mother, this is what I hear. I'm like, oh my gosh, something terrible's happened. They've left a 5-minute voicemail message.
5 minutes?
This is what I get. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Let me see what. You're 81 years old. Your eyesight is weaker. Your reflexes are slower. And where are you at, Johnson?
Wait, this is the message?
I'm like.
Please. Oh, all right, Ma. All right. We'll give it a try. But, Ma, if anything goes wrong, we stop. Relax. There are some things you never forget. Driving the car.
Goes on and on and on. Goes on and on. And that was from my father. So when I called him back, I was like, how's Golden Girls? He's like, what? I don't watch Golden Girls. You know, I only sit here and watch old Westerns. I'm like, you're busted, buddy. Everybody loves Golden Girls. You can confess it because you just left a 5-minute Golden Girl. You guys have to hit done.
Or end call.
End call. You got it. My mama does the same thing. And it's like her talking to her dog. And then the TV. So, yeah.
That is hilarious. He outed himself. He loves Golden Girls.
Yeah, it's watching it in between, you know, ESPN and old Westerns. Sure you were, Dad. It's all right.
It is.
It's okay. Everybody loves them some Golden Girls.
Yes. 925 WBEE.